This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you
okay? Let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Top of the hour time. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's the place. By the way, thank you for your emails. Appreciate the comments. They're all welcome here. Your opinion really does count here. And this is what we need to get used to in this country, is you need to get involved. You need to engage what is going on. As Roger Stone said, respectfully, let people know how you feel. We need an activist citizenry. That's what our founding fathers had intended, that if this was going to happen, the tendency is to allow few people to carry the weight. You have that old Pareto principle where 20% of the people do 80% of the work. It's human nature. That's all that happens. But we need to make sure that even that 20% is activated. And those of you who can come in from time to time, because we understand responsibilities and, the pressure of day to day. I hear people all the time say, Bill, what do you expect me to do? I'm raising a family here. It's everything I can do to keep my head above water and, take care of my family. And I understand that. But there will be a time when, the baton will be passed and your family is taken care of and you can jump into the fray and engage. But meanwhile, do what you can to stay engaged, given the option. Allow some time to be involved with civics, to understand what is happening in your country, because we need your participation. We need your voice. It cannot be a government of the very few. It is a government of all of us, all we the people. That's what makes it work. And that's why we're off track right now. And, I appreciate Roger Stone. What do you talk about? Accountability. Rachel Alexander as well. There's no consequences. And this is why the media is having their way. Now, listen to what Jim Jordan said. Clearly the media, and we're talking about much of the mainstream media, not the broad brush media, because, we always run into, that kind of situation, because when you broad brush it, then it's as if the statement is disqualified and something is lost in translation or set aside because it's so broad and overreaching. So take this in stride, what Jim Jordan is saying in terms of the media being out there to undermine what Trump is doing. Listen to what he said.
I think it's consistent with common sense. I think it's consistent with what passed the House of Representatives when 47 Democrats supported that
legislation. I hear you on that. Do you think the president is right to say that the media is part of the problem because we underreport terror attacks? And I'll give you a hint. That is demonstrably false. I'm holding a ledger in front of me right now of those attacks, and none of them have less than 100 media hits, even in the remotest place with no injuries.
I'll take your word for it that you did an underreport, that you actually reported some of those. But I do think, does the media have a bias?
You're looking for.
Does the media have a bias, and is the media out to make sure that they can undermine some of the things that the president's doing? I think that's pretty clear. But what I do understand about this executive order is I think it's good common sense. I think it's for the safety of America, for the safety of our country. And I think, again, America is the most welcoming planet, our country on the planet. We want to let people in here who truly deserve it. We just want to check them out before they get here.
You do check them out.
Well, Jim Jordan, of course, U.S. Representative for Ohio's 4th Congressional District with Chris Cuomo there. And Chris, trying to insist that they do honor and report these things. But I would question and would look for the validity and also, Scott, the actual numbers of report that CNN did and also where they come from. What is their worldview and how are words being presented in such a way? Because the fact of the matter is that, if we had proper reporting, I think we'd have a better understanding to this travel ban and what is going on. Why is there such a disparity between what's being understood here in this temporary travel ban? Look, I understand have the discussion and, we can do it, but it just seems that it's an us against them kind of concept, and we're losing sight of what the main objective is all about. Like I say, obstacles are what we see when we take their eyes off the goal, and I'm not sure that we're focused on the same goal here. I think that's the whole point of all this. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's still the mission. It's the objective, but it's going to be up to me and you, a government of, for, and by we the people, not anybody else. You turn over that job. It doesn't change the endemic principles and the reason du jour and what we need in order to get this country back on track. It's going to be up to me and you. You can't look to Donald Trump. You can't look to the mainstream media, Barack Obama, or anybody else for that matter. You got to look at the man, the woman in the mirror, say, look, it's up to me. We've got heavy lifting to do. The grief to happiness ratio, if you've heard me talk about the difference from where we are, and looked at and considered in ratio to the difference to where we should be, that's grief, that's happiness. Happiness is where we want to be, and that's the focus and what we try to remind you of here every day on the show. So good to have you with us. Time for a little history break, okay? Bob Drury is with us, and he and Tom Clavin have written a great book called The Heart of Everything That Is. And it's about Native American Indian Chief Red Cloud, probably one of the most powerful Indians in history, but many don't know his story because his autobiography was lost for hundreds of years. And, of course, we all know Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, but we don't know about these storied fighters, actually, that they fought for Red Cloud, and they made him their leader. That's how significant Red Cloud is. Red Cloud became the one chief to ever successfully stand up against the U.S. Army, forcing the government to give in to his demands and leave his territory alone. Now, how he did it is an astonishing look at the 19th century's most accomplished Indian warrior, and Bob Drury is here to tell us all about it. Bob, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Mr. Martinez, good morning, Bill. My grief to happiness, my happiness meter is very high to be talking to you.
Well, hey,
let you know.
That's very kind of you to say that. I appreciate it. And I'll tell you, I love history, and you've excited me for all the hard work that you and Tom have done in putting this book together and bringing to light a figure that heretofore has kind of been lost in history.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, this is, for me, as you well know, we published The Heart of Everything That Is 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and today is the publication date for the young adult, the middle grade school version of it. And I gotta let me preface this by saying I've been downrange. I was a war correspondent for almost 2 decades. I covered war in real time, so to speak. Tom and I.
See, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, just the fact that you hear him say downrange, you know he's military oriented. So set
Tom
your compasses. We're talking
about
here.
World War II, Vietnam, the Korean War. Mm. I never thought, Bill, that I'd be writing a book for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders about the only Native American Indian to ever win a war against the United States. It just kind of blows my mind. And just talking to you about it right now, is this real? Am I really writing for kids? But I guess I am. So,
well, and thank God this is what the kids need. You know, this is kind of what's been lost in our culture these days, you know, to video games and everybody's idea of what education should be about. But really, to me, this is why documenting history is so important and vital to our futures, because it gives us an understanding of how we got where we are.
Well, you hit that on the head, because when Tom and I, when The Heart of Everything Is first came out as in, what do you call it, the adult version? That sounds like it's X-rated. But the adult version came out 3 years ago. Everywhere we spoke or lectured, whether it was the smallest bookstore or at the amphitheater in the National Archives, so many teachers and even parents came up to us and said, you know, this fills a gap, this history of the United States. Red Cloud was born in 1820. And so we don't know anything about the 1820s, the 1830s, until pretty much after the Civil War, when, and that's, you mentioned before, perfect example. We all know Geronimo and Sitting Bull and Cochise and Crazy Horse, who, by the way, Red Cloud was Crazy Horse's mentor. Right. And when Tom and I dug up this, I guess you would call it an autobiography, when Red Cloud was in his dotage, he lived to be 89. He would go to, he was on what was then called the Red Cloud Reservations, now the Pine Ridge Reservation. And every day he would go to the post office, get his mail, and sit outside in the sun with an old French-Canadian fur trader named Sam Dion. And he would tell him tales of his youth in the 1820s, of the fights with the Crow and the Pawnee and the Cheyenne in the 1830s and 40s, the very first white men trickling across the Oregon Trail during the Gold Rush of 49. And this was a blank slate. As far as, it's like those old maps of the West you see where they just label the whole thing the Great American Desert.
Right, exactly.
And when Sam Dion and Red Cloud were finished speaking, Sam Dion would rush into the post office and he'd write everything down. Wow. And then for, as you said, 100 years, this manuscript was lost. In 1932, somebody pulled it out of a musty old drawer, typed it up, and then put it in another musty old drawer. And when we came across it, it was like opening the pages. Now, Tom and I are used to interviewing the World War II vets are few and far between, but for our book, Halsey's Typhoon, we interviewed sailors who were in the middle of the worst typhoon. I interviewed the last 11 Marine security guards who were mistakenly left on the Saigon embassy roof in 1975. Oh. I interviewed many, many people from the Fox Company who had affected the evacuation out of North Korea, but these people were all dead. Mm-hmm. But here's what I found, Bill, and I think you'll appreciate this. Tom and I spent so much time out in the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, and just scouring both historical societies and the university libraries. Americans were so literate during this era. Mm-hmm. Every Teamster's wife, every nine-year-old girl, every officer were writing journals, they were writing letters, they were writing diaries, and it was almost like interviewing these people as almost they were still alive.
Wow.
Some of the places we went to, they would bring out the diary in a plexiglass case because you couldn't touch it with your fingers because the oil would ruin the vellum paper, and you had to turn the pages with a fork-type instrument. Mm-hmm. And as you said, I think we're on the same page. I just love history. In fact, I you know what? I wish I could afford a ghostwriter, because I just love the research. The writing is like, okay, I got to write this down now. So.
Yeah, but still, like anything else, it's what you're dealing with. And these treasured possessions, these lives, these stories of these individuals. And I would say by comparison, Bob, you know, this is going to be something that we lose with the current generation, because they're spending so much time with these electronic devices, for amusement. There's really not a documentation of their personal lives like it was then by comparison, is there?
I'll give you the perfect example. We found a letter from an 11-year-old girl who had crossed the Oregon Trail, whose father had been, their wagon train had been ambushed by Lakota Sioux. Red Cloud was a Lakota, by the way. And the letter read, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but not too much. Daddy got killed last year by the Green River. first train through this year said either wolves or Indians had dug up his grave and his bones were scattered all around. I'm hoping that the next train that comes through that will get this letter and that will rebury my daddy. I mean, you don't get that from Xbox these days.
No, you don't at all. We're visiting with Bob Drury. We're talking about his brand new book. Actually, it's a new book designed for teens, but like any book, we can learn regardless of who the target audience is, because it's got some great stuff in it. We're talking about Red Cloud, and we've got more from Bob Drury on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Bill Martinez here, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez,
Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Drury is with us. We're talking about the heart of everything that is. This is the young adult version, designed for young adults to get them up to speed on, a missing part of history, a fascinating time that, as it becomes more and more documented, we realize just what a precious era it was, and how much we've missed in not having this kind of historical documentation. This particular book, The Heart of Everything That Is, traces Red Cloud's life. Bob and his co-author, Tom Clavin, show how Red Cloud became a fierce warrior, secured the loyalty of thousands of fighters, and claimed control of vast parts of the West in the 1800s. At his height, his name was known throughout the country, striking fear in the hearts of both settlers and Indians. His legend grew so large, the President of the United States decided to give him what he wanted, just to end his brutal fight against the U.S., especially during Reconstruction after the Civil War. Bob, amazing that you have a figure like Red Cloud that was such a dynamic part, and maybe part of the reason he got lost in translation here was because of the Civil War. What do you think?
Well, that, and also, let's remember, prior to the Civil War, prior to the 49ers, the 1849 gold rush, there weren't people crying. I mean, there were a few Jesuit priests. Of course, there were fur traders and mountain men, but there weren't a lot of people chronicling what was happening west of the Mississippi. And even, I will admit this to you, Bill, the genesis of this book was I was down in Quantico, and as I said, I've done several books on the Marines. And a friend of mine, a Marine historian, said to me one day, we were kind of poking around, looking through their archives, looking for a good narrative, and he said, hey, did you ever hear about the only Indian to win a war against the United States? Mm. And immediately Tom and I went, well, what are you talking about? There's the little Bighorn, Chief Pontiac, the Seminoles won some battles. And he said, I didn't say battle. I said war. Mm. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, look up Red Cloud's War. And sure enough, when we got further and further into who this man was, his military prowess, his diplomatic prowess, his foresight. I mean, here was a guy in 1851 when he just turned 30 years old. There was a big treaty on the plains outside of Fort Laramie, and all the Indians just kind of showed up to get gifts, and they were going to sign this treaty. They, as a joke, they would send up the oldest man in the tribe and say, oh, yeah, he's our chief. Touch the pen. Where's my gift? Red Cloud. He was out inspecting the cannon. Because, of course, the cavalry had come in, and they wanted to show off their guns. Mm-hmm. And he was inspecting the six-shooters, and he would time how long it took for a cannon to fire, be reloaded, and ready to fire again. And he calculated, okay, if I can get six Braves with bow and arrows to fire off 62 arrows in that 22 seconds it takes them to reload. I mean, this guy was a master. He was not only a master tactician, hit-and-run raids at the same time, but he was a master strategist. And he knew, he eventually saw the futility of trying to fight the white man. But in the beginning, he said, we can't do this alone. I can't keep fighting these other tribes and the white men. We have to somehow band together. And such was the force of his personality that he brought the Cheyenne into the Sioux camp. He brought the Arapaho into the Sioux camp. And he had 2,000 warriors, 2,000 Braves ready to go. Mm-hmm. And the United States was not ready for this. Mm-hmm. And that's how, after 2 years, we basically said, okay, we give up. What do you want? We can't beat you. Exactly. And he said, well, I want the Black Hills, Pahastapa, translated as the heart of everything that is. Mm. That's my ancestral land. That's what I want. We gave them away. We signed them away in a treaty. And, of course, 10 years later, General Custer leads an expedition into the Black Hills. Gold is discovered, and so much for that treaty. Mm. By then, Crazy Horse, Sitting Bull, they're ready to fight again. But by then, Red Cloud has been an honored guest in the White House. He's been to the East. He sees, as he puts it, that the whites are as numerous as the leaves in the forest. Yeah, right. We cannot win this fight. I will not have my people massacred. And he wouldn't join Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull when they fought Custer and eventually were wiped out. I mean, the guy was just, he's a fascinating character. I'm not a proponent. I like to write stories. Tom and I like to write kind of ordinary men rising to extraordinary circumstances. But I sort of like to read about Napoleon or Peter the Great or
right.
Ike or Patton. And I would put Red Cloud in the same pantheon as those.
Yeah, it would make sense. I mean, you know, he was divinely gifted, it seems like. I mean, he's wired for this, to have this kind of insight. This is what leadership does. I mean, it stands above the crowd, doesn't it?
It does, and it doesn't, and there is no guarantee where it will come from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the time, the Sioux tribes, there were seven of them, they were a very patriarchal society, and Red Cloud's father had died of alcoholism when he was five. So, boom, there's a chip on his shoulder right there,
right.
But he rose above it. And, God, we've both seen examples of that in every aspect of society, past, present, and I'm sure we'll see it in the future also.
Exactly.
And Red Cloud fits right in.
So he's in the East. He sees, as you say, the white men. He can see the trajectory of what's going to happen. He doesn't want his people wiped out. So how does he bring the disparate parts together, or does he?
He does not. Unfortunately, he wins his war in 1866, and then 4 years later, he's feted. He's invited to the White House. The very first place they took him when he hit Washington was the armory. And they showed him the cannon, and they showed him all the guns that the white men had. And, of course, he's riding a train from St. Louis, and he's going through these cities, which to him are just, it must have been like traveling through an alien country, an alien planet.
Yeah.
And so he gets back, and he says, okay, we got a problem here. They're going to fight again. They found gold in the Black Hills. Sitting Bull sends emissaries. Crazy Horse, who Red Cloud kind of took under his wing when he was an 18-year-old warrior. He comes to him. He almost treated him like a father. He said, Father, we need you. We need your vision to help fight him. And he said, I'll tell you what my vision showed me. My vision showed me is that we can't beat these people. So let's try to accommodate them. I am going to do everything I can diplomatically to accommodate them. And that created a rift between the Crazy Horse Clan and the Red Cloud Clan and the Sitting Bull Clan.
Mm-hmm.
There was to this day, there's descendants of Crazy Horse who do not like descendants of Red Cloud.
Right.
And it's kind of a sad story in the end. Tom and I more or less end the book with him winning Red Cloud's war. We write a long epilogue about the rest of his life. But until that moment when he actually stepped on that train, I think he thought he could rule the world. And at one point, Bill, he controlled one-fifth of the continental United States, from the Canadian border down through Colorado to the top of New Mexico and Arizona.
Mm.
And east from Minnesota out to Utah, Ute territory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, progress. Progress comes, and progress kind of ground up Red Cloud and his people. But for a time there, they were like Cagney in that movie, sitting on top of the world, Ma.
Right, exactly. But in spite of all that, you still have this day, to this day, the Indian populations are protected still to a degree, and probably because in most part because of Red Cloud, right?
Yes, most definitely. Do you know, not many people know that there is a $2 billion settlement in the Treasury, the United States Treasury, mm-hmm. waiting for the Lakota Sioux to sign a treaty handing the Black Hills back to the United States. And the elders, the council, the tribal council, they refuse to accept this money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the one hand, I find that righteous. But on the other hand, I have been to the Pine Ridge Reservation. And I've seen the poverty and the disease and the alcoholism. And it just strikes me, listen, you're never going to get the Black Hills back. Take the $2 billion and help your tribe.
Exactly.
But I, you know what? I'm getting off topic here. I think that might be...
Well, it's a discussion for another time, no doubt. But, Bob Drury, I appreciate your historic commitment in bringing this story to us. Even this young adult version about Red Cloud, the heart of everything that is available at all the usual places, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And people come up to me all the time, where do you want me to buy it? Barnes & Noble, Amazon? I said, I don't care. Just buy the book.
Just buy it, enjoy it, and get educated. You'll enjoy it. Great history. Thank you, Robert.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will avail evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
My love, that heart is so cold all over my arm. I don't want to know that, babe. Don't tell her
not. Bill Martinez Live.
She knows.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. I want to remind you, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count here, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, it looks like the Trump refugee order could be headed to the Supreme Court. Not surprised regarding this, the intense national debate over President Trump's refugee executive order could be headed to the Supreme Court as the dispute quickly works its way up the judicial food chain, as they say, while adding another dimension to the confirmation fight over the president's pick to fill the high court's vacancy. Well, we have Rahil Raza, a Muslim woman, who is back with us. Last time we visited with Rahil, it was about the Honor Diaries and how a star was threatened by Islamic State supporters. And as a Muslim woman, Rahil says Trump is right on the ban. Rahil, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm very well.
Help us understand this from your perspective. I mean, for you to step out, you know, from what some would feel like, you know, that you're out of bounds here a bit, but you're saying no, that Donald Trump is right regarding this ban.
I think those people who are creating so much hysteria are the ones who are out of balance. What they have to do is take a step back, take a deep breath. He is a democratically elected president. And like any other leader of any other country, he has the right to do, to implement policies that are for the safety and security of his country and of his borders. Mm-hmm. It seems to me in this very, very orchestrated anti-Trump movement that I've been looking at, that he has been held up to an entirely different standard than any other country and any other leader. And
yes.
I wonder about that because, you know, there are countries, many countries, that implement policies of banning people, of keeping people out if they think that they are going to be in a danger to their own country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and this is not even a ban. It's not on Muslims. It's not about Islam. It is a temporary moratorium from seven countries, which were actually listed by his predecessor, President Obama.
Right.
So I, you know, I look at the double standard and it bothers me because I think about, you know, the, when the school in Peshawar, Pakistan was bombed and 100 children were killed, small children were killed.
Right.
There were no mass protests in America. When Boko Haram kidnapped schoolgirls and possibly converted them and raped them, there were no major street protests.
No, just some hashtags. Just hashtag, right?
Yeah, hashtag. Yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, now we are looking at, you know, major protests in the street by film stars, by celebrities, by Muslim Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So am I to think then that Americans are not that concerned about what's happening in the world? They don't care maybe that much for the loss of life of other people. ISIS has created unparalleled atrocities. There was never a protest of this kind about that, or that when Assad gassed his own people. You know, the atrocities across the world in Sudan, in, you know, Shias and Sunnis being slaughtered by governments.
Exactly.
So no mass protest.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the number one job of the president. And this was one that was obviously missing in the previous administration, at least from the people's perspective. That is that they felt that the president was not looking out for their national security. Donald Trump campaigned on this, got back to the basics and said, as your president, we will make America safe again. So why are people surprised? All he's doing is exercising something that's part of his of the very oath that he just took a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that is my question as well. You know, I'm on the advisory board of the Clarion Project,
yes.
And their tagline is challenging extremism, promoting dialogue and human rights. Now, we're challenging extremism, yes, and we've been doing this for a long time. But the promoting dialogue part seems to have fallen off the table somewhere as far as, you know, Americans are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to definitely have that dialogue for exactly this reason. And we have to, as I said, not have double standards. During the Obama administration 8 years, he authorized drone programs, and there were 563 drone attacks targeted at Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen, and hundreds of civilians were killed. So why were there no mass protests then? And as you said, the first job of a leader of a U.S. president is to look at the safety and security of his country. Now, if this means stopping a leak, and putting a temporary stop on people coming in from certain countries, which we know has internal issues of radicalization, of jihadists, then, you know, why should that be so heavily critiqued?
Exactly.
I mean, of course, it's a democracy, so people can critique.
Right.
But, you know, let's be fair.
Yeah. It's only reasonable if you do not know who's coming in. Why would you not want to know who's coming into the country? And those seven countries that were set aside, Raheel, by President Obama's administration, they were done so for obvious reasons. The obvious reasons were their failed or failing states, which means that America cannot get the information that they need in order to make a decision on somebody coming in the country, that they can, in fact, verify that they say who they are, right? It's that simple.
It is, if you and I look at it, it is. And the thing is that obviously there are very good reasons for the administration to do this. And, you know, he doesn't have to give all the reasons for why he is doing this. We have to look at the long-term results. We have to look at the future. And we have to give the man a chance and opportunity to bring about some positive changes when in the last 8 years the word radical Islamist ideology could not even be articulated.
Exactly.
And let's not forget that there are 56 Muslim countries. These are only seven countries from which there is a temporary stoppage. And there are, by the way, 16 Muslim countries that don't allow Israelis or Jews to enter.
Exactly.
So
well,
it's Right. Yes, go ahead.
Well, as you say, it's about region, not religion, clearly. But yet a judge determined that it is about religion.
Well, you know, people can invoke religion for their own purposes all the time. When President Trump has said that we will bring in Christians, the world went wild and said he's invoking religion. Well, why not? The Christians have been persecuted and they have been massacred in some Middle Eastern countries, and they don't even have a place to go back to. So some importance should be given.
Exactly.
Bringing in Christian and Yazidi refugees. I think.
Well, yeah, you look at the Nineveh province, which at one time had something like 1.3 million Christians. It's down to maybe 200,000.
Well, but this is what I'm saying. So that should be a priority. It's a very good thing if we say that we will go on to give Christian refugees a priority, because they don't even have a home to go back to. They lived in those areas for thousands of years, and now they are being persecuted, and there's a genocide going on against them. Nobody wants to talk about that. So I keep coming back to the point that, you know, why hold him to a different set of standards than anyone else?
Do you think that in some cases the people are extremely naive, being orchestrated and manipulated by outside forces that are actually out to do America harm?
I believe that the anti-Trump movement is very well orchestrated. It is very well funded by people with their own subversive agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it seems that they are not concerned about the safety and security of America. They are not, loyal citizens, because if they are creating so much trouble, there must be some sort of an agenda behind that. That's how it seems to me. Now, if they had been that loyal, they would have spoken out when Obama banned Iraqis for 6 months. You know, Carter banned people coming in from Iran. So it's okay to not agree, because that is what a democracy is about. We don't all have to agree, and that is great. But this really massive hysterical pushback, and even the media has gone nuts about this. They keep twisting what he says and, not presenting it in the exact terms. So, he doesn't have...
Yeah. Right.
You know, he doesn't have fantastic communication skills, but one has to understand that in the end, he's only doing
exactly
what needs to be done for him.
Well, Raheel, we have to leave it there. Thank you again for, for bringing us up to date here with your perspective. Raheel Raza, Muslim woman, who says Trump is right on the ban. Thank you, Raheel.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I play. You are the water I can win. This is my life flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you here with us, joining in on the good fight. You know, we've had some great guests today, and, Bob Drury. It's always fun talking history, and especially when you talk about parts that are missing. And this is why I am so insistent, and you hear me talking about the job that our media needs to do on behalf of we the people. That's to document history. It's important. I mean, these stories that we're missing out on. Also, in contrast, his book in talking about this one happens to be a younger adult version, of his story there about Red Cloud. Interesting to hear the anecdotal stories of young people, the journals that they kept, all that stuff kind of lost by the wayside, with this new technology. Did you think about that? That hit me loud and clear that we miss out on some of these stories that our kids are going through. Who's going to tell those stories? Those are bits of history that need to be documented and passed on to the next generation. So how much fun is that? But right now, we forget the most important thing that's coming up, guys, is Valentine's Day. And we've got somebody here to give us some tips to make it a perfect day. But not only that, but how about making it last, if that's even possible? Sherry Murphy is with us right now. Sherry, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
Hey, good to have you with us. We need some help here. I mean, all these ideas. I mean, you've been a student of this, co-author of Matters of the Heart, which has been a popular dating advice column that appeared in South Bay newspapers for over 9 years. You're a woman and all that good stuff, and you can help us out. So guide us through some of these pitfalls here, because, sometimes Valentine's Day is a dread for a lot of us guys, because no matter what we try and how we try to, we find ourselves, you know, backed up against the wall, making those silly last-minute decisions, buying, you know, 100-pound stuffed bears that we want to send our significant others, and they go, what are you doing here, you know, to me? So help us. What do we do?
Well, you know what? Find what the woman really likes to do, something that's kind of fun. You can do it outdoors or someplace that she likes to go to. If she likes the theater, get tickets. You know, do something a little bit more special than just handing a box of candy.
Mm.
My husband, I have met him through a matchmaker, and he invited me to go skiing for the day. We just went locally. We drove a couple hours, but we both took the day off for work and from work. And I can remember sitting on the chairlift thinking, you know, that was the day I fell in love with him.
Wow.
So
go out there and go make a memory, huh?
Right. Yeah. Make memory. But, you know, that should continue. If you're in love, that should continue on forever. You have to think about the other person and what they really love to do and make it happen.
Well, to the point that I was bringing up earlier, maybe awkwardly, you know, the question comes to play, into play, is Valentine's Day overrated? Is it putting too much pressure on both sexes, not just guys? You know, it seems like guys get pulverized because somehow the bar gets raised all the time. I've got some interesting anecdotes, but I'm not about to share them with you right now because we're not on the chairlift. But, and maybe you might say, you know, you need a therapist, Bill, more than you need me. But anyway, sometimes the pressure of Valentine's Day is a bit overwhelming, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, really people make too much out of it. You know, if you really love somebody, you should be nice to them every day. It shouldn't be one day a year, that's for sure.
Right. I'm with you on that
one. It's just like I like to give presents. I'm not just going to give presents at Christmas time. But, you know, my husband and I are nice to each other every day. We do a lot of things together. We travel a lot. We have a lot of fun. And we make time for each other, but, you know, I think it does get overwhelming for people. And, you know, you can just bring some flowers home and a card and don't make a horribly huge deal out of it if you don't have the time to do something else. It's just a thought that matters, you know. I love you. That's really all it's all about. And if you don't have somebody, then go off and do something fun for the day and don't even worry about it. Don't think about it. Just go have a good time.
Yeah, don't go and put that added pressure on that you're without, because you're a Valentine in waiting is all, and that will, you know, it will soon be realized, I'm sure. You know, for you and your husband, you said you met him on Matchmakers or something? Is that?
No, I met him through a matchmaker.
Oh, through a matchmaker.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
So like a Yenta.
All right, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Okay. But sometimes, you know, what happens when it's your job, you know, it's like, you know, like they always talk about the shoemaker whose kids are running barefooted. So that's your job. So was that your job before you met your husband or afterwards?
I was in real estate during the California crash and was totally burned out and working way too hard. And I thought, I had 6 really good goals last year, and I got all of them. I'm going to just narrow it down to 2 really important things. So one was to fall in love and get married, and the other one was to find a job that I really loved. So,
wow. I mean, not real simple things, right? I mean, let's just go for the top of the mountain.
Really,
we're
going to
get married. And well, good for you.
So I'd been, you know, married before. I really wanted to be married, but, you know, I didn't pick the right person. So 9 years later, I was ready.
Right.
So I said a little prayer. A couple days later, a matchmaker called me, which I'd never even heard of I'd never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I drove down and met her, and my husband was my first date.
Wow. Amazing. So the power of prayer comes through for you. So
it
you say prayer, and this matchmaker out of nowhere, like Mary Poppins, you know, calls you up on the phone, right? Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
No,
okay.
I mean, like
so
what was
when I left that date, I really didn't think he was my guy. I liked him a lot. I thought he was really nice, but a little different than people I'd known before.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a job and, you know.
actually had a job. That's an important note to self, girls. Make sure if you're going to find somebody to match up with, they have a job, yes. Yeah.
So, anyway, I called them. I just started my own company like two months later after that.
Oh, wow. You're so
and
impressed.
That's what I've been doing ever since.
He inspired you?
He did. I thought, what a great way for people to meet each other, because when I was dating back then, everybody was doing the personal ads.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were completely insane. I had escaped a serial murderer's path one time and helped him go to jail, but I didn't get hurt. I got away. But after you have something like that happen, you're a little more leery of strangers.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, especially in today with the technology being what it is, you know, some people think that they can do it on their own, but you just don't know. I mean,
yeah, you have no idea who you're meeting.
You talk about a vetting process. I mean, our country right now is debating, you know, vetting, and but these are reasonable things to do. You want to make sure who you're going out with, that especially if you're going to drive a couple hours away and go skiing, you want to make sure that somebody's not going to put you in the snow somewhere and leave you there forever.
Right.
Just saying.
And, you know, I felt better meeting him because I knew the lady that introduced me had met him in person. She knew who he was. She knew where he lived.
Uh-huh.
So you're meeting a stranger, but not really. Someone screened them for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt safer about it. And I just thought, what a great way for people to meet. My guys that set up my first website, they're like, oh, we got to do the online dating. Everybody can just pick each other.
Right.
Well, my company would have been the first Match.com, but I was like, nobody's going to do that. I really believed nobody would.
Right. So here
wrong. I've been wrong about a lot of things.
Well, that's okay, but that's a good wrong. Some good wrongs we can have. So for you, and your daughter's involved with this too, right? You're both involved?
She's been working with me since she was 6 years old, so she works with me in real estate. And she always, you know, helped me in the summer times and helped me with my fundraiser that we do, and then eventually she got her psychology degree, and they took the job she wanted out of the school system, so she said, what am I going to do? I said, work with me. So she's great. She's my best matchmaker, my right-hand girl, and we have a great time together. We're going to the Grammys on Sunday.
Good fun.
Tickets. Huh? I know.
That's great. Well, that's outstanding. You got your dresses already set up. Everything's all cool and everything like that.
No, I'm going to work on that soon, though.
Oh, yeah. that's what I love about you women. You always wait. You always wear it. Because it's all part of the drama, right? I mean, you got to kind of sneak up on the whole idea. So, okay, be honest with me for just a moment, which isn't to say that you haven't been. So how many times a day are you singing, matchmaker, matchmaker, find me a match?
I'm not. I don't need a match.
No, not you, but I mean, you know, but we've got people that you're working on behalf of.
Oh, gosh. I'm personally matching at least 15 people, and every matchmaker that works for me has about the same amount, so we're pretty busy.
How many people do we have working?
We have offices all over Southern California, and we've got clients in other countries, and we've got an office in New York and Miami, so we're spread out all over the place, and we're pretty busy.
Yeah. So what makes you so special?
I just think, you know, I really care. I'm a very competitive person, mm-hmm. you know, by nature. I just am. I still am. And I don't like being last. I always like to win. I was pretty good at everything I ever tried to do. So I just, if I'm going to sign somebody up, you know, I want to find them somebody. I want them to be happy. And, you know, not that I find every person their husband or wife, but I try really, really hard. And I think because I'm that way, then my matchmakers are all the same way also. You know, we don't like giving up, and we go the extra mile, and if we can't find the right person, we ask for help, and, you know, it's dedication and hard work.
Well, Sherry, where can people go for more information? We got about 10 seconds left.
Okay. If you want to reach me, call 818-402-4444 or 800-923-4200. And EliteConnections.com is their website.
There it is. Sherry Murphy. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Sherry.
Not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
bad theater seats.